Manic Monday edition of the Shilling Show rolls on here. So we just got our tax returns back from the preparer. And in the federal taxes, everything was good. It was kind of a rough year last year with some unexpected expenses and things coming up. But the federal part was good. But the state part here in Virginia was beyond horrible. And I think a lot of people are having confusion this year and understanding what's going on, the differences between state and federal returns and the amount of money that you have to pay out or you're getting back. So right now, to try and straighten everything out, Clark Kendall joins us, the founder of Kendall Capital, author of Middle Class Millionaire, and we're going to get into this new tax code and how you can maybe do better. Clark Kendall, welcome to the Shilling Show.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a JMU graduate, but I'll be cheering for the Cavaliers tonight.
Fantastic. I wanted to get into, first of all, the motivation for changing the tax code in the first place, because I'm not sure what was said actually matched what happened. Why did they get into this?
Well, I think the big reason they got into it was, one, and don't forget about it, was to lower the corporate tax rate.
Yes.
And really to put the U.S. economy on an equal playing field with the rest of the world. And I know people right now are April 8th, they're having difficulty filling out their tax returns. But don't forget, you know, corporate earnings grew, S&P 500 earnings grew 23% last year, 7-8% of that was tax relief. GDP is one of the strongest it's been. We've got unemployment below 4%. More Americans are working than they have ever. And so, even though we have a little difficulty filling out our tax returns this year as compared to last year, it's been a good thing for corporate America and for America in general.
Well, I was concerned because I was hoping for a great simplification. And it seemed to me that at least they had talked about that. And I'm not sure that anything got more simplified here, even though there are some claims to the contrary. What is your take on that?
Well, they did add 1,300 pages to the Tax Act. But I do think we have roughly about a third of the Americans who filed itemized deductions are now filing out the standard deductions this year.
Okay, so it's simpler for at least some people and more complex for others. If we had to look at what the biggest changes were, and I know you mentioned the corporate tax rate, and I think that's good. And I'm wondering if you think that we should abolish corporate taxation altogether, because economists tell me that corporations don't pay taxes.
That can be another whole show unto itself. But the individuals, I think that the big issue for individuals on April 18th, there's a difference between the standard deductions and the itemized deductions. And I think when people are filling out their tax returns, if they've waited this long, you know, they got to look as far as, you know, do I make an IRA contribution? Can I make an HSA contribution? Am I able to take advantage of this new child care tax credit? And then one of the things I think people should really look at is, do I file the standard deduction or do itemize? And I think this year you need to do it both ways and decide what's best for you.
That is often, Clark Kendall, beyond the ability of a lot of people. I mean, even if you call the IRS and ask them a question, they don't stand behind their answer for veracity. So how is the lowly taxpayer who has something beyond just the average, you know, W-2, to determine all these things, or do you have to hire a professional really to get the right answer?
Well, there's no one standard path answer that's right for all people all the time. I mean, there is TurboTaxes. There are online services that will walk you through, you know, video instructions on how to go about and file your returns. If that's not helpful for you, there are many services that will walk you through these things.
Let's talk about homeowners in places like California, Maryland. I'm sure there are other states who are getting hammered here, and I don't feel sorry for them. I'm a political refugee out of California, but tell us what's going on in those places.
Well, I think you look at the tax act, one of the things that now you're only allowed $10,000 deduction as far as income and real estate taxes, as far as deductibility on your federal return. So states that have high income taxes, such as California, Maryland, New Jersey, it is on a relative basis much more expensive for high earners to live in those states versus states like Texas and Florida, I'm sorry, that have no state income taxes. So that's the big difference, and that's why I think people in New Jersey and Maryland are sort of saying, well, maybe we do want to move to Florida. Maybe we do want to move to Texas, lower state income taxes.
Well, I hope they go there and they don't take their high taxation policies with them, because that would be detrimental to those states. We're talking with Clark Kendall, the founder of Kendall Capital. The book is Middle Class Millionaire. Let's talk about parents with kids at home, because this, you mentioned earlier a tax deduction. But are there other things that people ought to be looking at as well?
Well, I think the key thing is they do want to take care of that. I think the key issue that I want to bring up, there's a difference in our country between the middle class and the middle class millionaire. Mm-hmm. And the middle class millionaire plans ahead. They don't wait until April 8th to do their tax returns. They plan ahead looking 5-10 years out. And when they earn a dollar, they think, do I pay off my mortgage? Do I do my 401k? Do I do a 529? Do I do a HSA? Should I be in the latest IPO? Should I buy Lyft or Uber or Pinterest? Should I be international? And when people start thinking longer than a week away, and when they spend more time planning their retirement and their children's education, on their long-term financial goals and objectives, that's how people turn from middle class to middle class millionaires. So I wouldn't, I get upset when people ask me on April 8th, what should we be doing tax-wise for this year? I think you should be thinking, what should I be doing tax-wise for 2025 and 2030, and how do I get there?
Clark Kendall, if people want to be in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, KendallCapital.com and on Amazon, Middle Class Millionaire, Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth.